Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. It doesn't have to be as complicated as we make it sound or been led to believe. But at some point, we do have to recognize that we, the private practitioner, the owner-operator of the practice, is the limiting factor. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hey everybody, T-Bone here, and you've probably noticed that the podcast has been a little bit absent. And the reason is we've been going through a rebrand for the podcast. It will no longer be the T-Bone Speaks podcast, but I will still be your host, so don't worry about that, okay? Instead, we're going to rebrand the podcast. We're getting a new face to our podcast, and that's going to be called Dentistry Made Simple. Now, why am I focused on Dentistry Made Simple? The truth is we've been led to believe, misled to believe, that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. That as dentists, we're not taught business, that we have to run our practices like a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and we have to have all these complicated things, and nothing could be further from the truth for 90% of us. You know, for 90% of us, we want to make a great living, we want to take care of our family, we want to do good dentistry, and we want to constantly feel like we're growing. And for those of us that fall into that pool, dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple. Now, how can I say this and why do I say this and what makes me qualified to talk to you about this? You know, I read this saying sometime back that says, you don't know how you get there until you got there. And what that really means to me is I have so many people that ask me, hey, I want to practice like you. How'd you get to this level? How are you a speaker, a trainer? How do you have the practice you have? How are you only doing the type of dentistry you want? And for the longest time, I really couldn't answer them because I was in the middle of it. And so now that I've kind of reached this point in my career, I've been able to look back and really look at what's allowed me to get here and kind of focus in and narrow it down to a simple framework. And I call it the Dental Business Made Simple Framework. And in this introductory episode, I'm going to kind of walk you through a 30,000-foot view of this Business Made Simple Framework. And dentistry should be rewarding. Dentistry should be fun. Dentistry should be exciting. Dentistry should be a conduit to living the life that you want. And not everybody wants to be all in on dentistry. And that's odd coming from me as a person who is all in on dentistry. But dentistry is a conduit to family life, to financial flexibility. Dentistry is a conduit to self-fulfillment, to be able to give back, to do the things that we want to do. So I look at dentistry from that perspective. And that perspective has allowed me to help see it simple. Nothing drives me more crazy than when people try to tell dentists that we need to be so focused on our numbers, that we need to look at these crazy dashboards, that we need to have XYZ, we need to be the CEO of our practice, when truthfully, we're just running a small business that's really a job. Now, for some of you, myself included, it is a little bit more of a business, okay? Because we have bigger ambitions. We want to be multiple doctors. We want to be some of these things. So dentistry does get a little bit more involved. But what's amazing is if we really just break it down, we get clear about what we're wanting to do, it's amazing how simple things can become. It doesn't have to be complicated. And that's what our podcast is going to focus on. Each week, every Tuesday, we're going to bring you a new episode of Dentistry Made Simple, and we're going to talk about the different aspects of the framework, whether that's an interview style with people that are living it or having challenges with it, whether that's industry experts coming in and talking about how their particular product helps our practice get simple, or whether it's just a solo interview with myself or myself and Meredith talking about what's going on in our life and giving you weekly lessons to help make your life more simple. That's what we're going to focus on, and that's my focus moving forward in this season of my career. So let's look in and dive in to the Dental Business Made Simple framework. So there's four steps that I've gone through in my career to help make this position in my life happen. Step one is accelerate, learning to slow down to speed up. Step two is focus on your revenue engine, working smarter, not harder. Step three has been focusing on scale, becoming a business. And step four is optimize, going from good to great. Now, what's important to understand about this framework, it's not linear. In other words, you don't kind of go through one part of it, stop, and then start focusing on the next part of it. Instead, they kind of all overlap. And that's why it's kind of, you know, for those of you that get to see the framework itself, that's why it kind of overlaps all of the parts, because they kind of all feed into each other. It's not a linear process. It's kind of an overlapping process. And at different stages and different growth cycles of our career, we will have more focus on one area over the other, but we'll always have some focus on all four concepts. Okay, so let's kind of break it down and go through each step. Again, they're accelerate, slow down to speed up, revenue engine, your clinical revenue engine, working harder, not smart. So working smarter, not harder. Scale, becoming a business, and optimizing, going from good to great. Let's dive into accelerate, slowing down to speed up. You know, one of the things I've always seen in my career, in every growth spurt, there has been a slow plateau before we hit a growth cycle. Every single time. If growth was constant and consistent, we would all be in trouble because we could never catch up and get our head above water. So there are times where we have to slow down to speed up. And I got to be honest with you, this acceleration phase, the slowing down to speed up phase, is by far, in my opinion, the most important and the one phase that you will always be focused on. Every single time my practice has hit a bump, every single time my practice has gone through team turnover, every single time my practice has tried to add new procedures and continue to grow, when I have dove into the accelerate and the slowing down to speed up, that's when the growth followed. Now, what's part of slowing down to speed up? And in future episodes, we're going to go into a little bit more detail on each of these steps kind of over the next several episodes, okay? So slowing down to speed up. That's a step one. A part of this is having a case acceptance process. I call it your patient buying journey. And the truth is most of us don't have a clear picture of the patient buying process. What happens to the patient from the moment they walk into your office to the moment they leave your office, and until what are we doing to help them choose and say yes to the best? That's the case acceptance process. That's our patient buying journey. And it is a critical component of our ultimate success. The type of dentistry we do, how busy we are, how chaotic we are, how overwhelmed we get,
how much dentistry we're doing. It is all about the patient buying process. It is by far the most important thing that I teach. It is the most important thing that we focus on, and it is the most important thing that has led to our practice success. Also part of slowing down to speed up is focus on leadership and culture. And to lead, you have to learn how to lead yourself. You can't lead others before you learn how to lead yourself. You have to learn how to lead your team. And once you learn how to lead yourself, therefore be able to lead your team, then you can help lead your patients to doing optimal, ideal, appropriate dentistry. And along the way, we establish a culture. You know, there's a saying that that culture will eat vision for breakfast. You know, we're often taught that we've got to create this vision. But a vision is useless without leadership and culture. It is actually leadership and culture that creates the vision into reality. So you got to have a focus on leadership and culture.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
What do you stand for and what are you known for? That's really what leadership and culture kind of boils down to. Part of this process of slowing down to speed up is also establishing financial flexibility. You know, over the years, I've been able to invest in my practice, not because I'm rich, not because I've gotten things for free, which is all far from the truth. It's because along the way, I've had the discipline, I've had the wherewithal to understand that just because I make money doesn't mean I can go spend money. I have to have financial flexibility. Financial flexibility allows you to take risk. And with risk comes reward. So it's important for me that we learn how to establish financial flexibility in our practice life and in our personal life so that we can make good, sound, long-term based decisions. The last part of slowing down to speed up or the acceleration phase is knowing the score. You can't win a game if you have no idea what the score is. You can't get better if you don't know what your statistics are. Now, early in the podcast, I talked to you about not having to be the CEO and looking at all these crazy dashboards. Knowing the score doesn't need to be complicated. Let's think about a simple basketball game. What is the score? How many points you have versus the other team? You know, at the end of the day, the score can be as simple as your productions and your collections. Now, when we get into the episode where we talk about knowing the score, I'll go into more detail about the fundamental scorekeeping that we do in our practice. It doesn't require it doesn't require a dashboard. It doesn't require fancy software. All those things have their place when you're at that stage of your career, but it's something very simple that allows you to know what's going on and really take a quick snapshot into the overall health of your practice. So that kind of wraps up the accelerate or the slow down to speed up phase. Now let's focus on phase two, which is the revenue engine. And that's really about your clinical skill set. You know, that's about working smarter, not harder. And what I learned in my career, and so much of it by necessity and not because I was super smart and saw the writing on the wall, was that my career didn't take off, my flexibility didn't take off until I had a clinical skill set that allowed me to pick and choose what I was able to do and allowed me to be more productive than ever. And generally speaking, again, everybody's, it's a broad range, but generally speaking, most of us outgrow our dental school dental skills in about 6 to 12 months. That means 6 to 12 months after you graduate dental school or leave your residency, you probably outgrown those skills. And the truth is probably every 6 to 12 months, you outgrow the newest skill that you just learned. If you just started placing implants, 6 to 12 months later, you've kind of outgrown that skill and you need to one-up that skill set. And so the revenue engine is about clinical excellence. And clinical excellence doesn't always mean the best margins, the best aesthetics. It just means about having a focus on doing great dentistry for your market, understanding what services your market needs, understanding what services you need to provide to achieve your vision and your goals to establish the leadership and culture of your practice. You know, so that's about clinical excellence. That's about documentation, documenting your work, whether that's through photography, digital impressions, just having a culture that you want to be very good at what you do. Notice I didn't say the best, because I don't believe any of us are the best. Just very good at what we do, and we're constantly striving to get better. My dentistry today is better than my dentistry 5 years ago in one way or the other. Another part of working smarter, not harder, is understanding the role that technology plays in this. Technology is about efficiency, about doing some of the basic dentistry better, faster, better, and cheaper for your patients. But technology is also about supporting your clinical growth, supporting the services that you're able to provide. I've always talked about how CAD/CAM and CBCT have been instrumental in the growth of my clinical part of my practice, whether it was the efficiency of CEREC that started it for me to be able to do single visit dentistry and not have to have patients back, to doing sleep appliances, to doing implants, to doing orthodontics, to doing so much more with 3D printing and all those things, because we had a focus on technology as a platform to drive our clinical excellence and our clinical growth. And then, of course, it's about going beyond dental school dentistry. You know, and really, there's so many areas of dentistry. It's never been a better time to be a general dentist, in my opinion. We have so much we can do. You know, when I graduated dental school in 1999, the general dentist was a bread and butter restorative dentist. We did fillings, we did crowns, we did bridges. Occasionally, we take out a tooth. Occasionally, we do a front tooth root canal. But that was pretty much it. And today, the scope of general dentistry, what we're capable of doing, what we should be doing, and what our patients are expecting us to do has dramatically changed. And we need to get with the times. You need to get with the times and make sure that you're consistently adding revenue, building the revenue engine in your practice by focusing on clinical growth. Now, let's get to phase three here, and that's scale. Becoming a business. Now, remember I said to you, it doesn't have to be as complicated as we make it sound or been led to believe. But at some point, we do have to recognize that we, the private practitioner, the owner-operator of the practice, is the limiting factor. My ability to take time off, my ability to spend more time with my family, is directly related to how much time I have to be in the office. And if I'm alone in the office, then the practice shuts down when I'm not there. So scale is about becoming a business, not just a practice. And what that means is, in other words, you can leave your office and things will continue to run. They may not make money. They may not make a lot of money. They may actually lose a little bit of money, but then still running, and you're able to actually buy time in this scenario. And that's really what scale is about for me. Now, for some of you, scale may be multiple locations, and that's okay. You know, that's a totally different skill set, a totally different business model. My focus has typically been, up to this point, has been single location and building a phenomenal single location business that supports the lifestyle of the dentist. So how do you become, what are the components of scale becoming a business? One is understanding the concept that you have to replace yourself. You cannot do it all. This took me a long time to understand. You know, I used to have this feeling that I was the smartest person in the room. And what it really was is I started believing that I was the only smart person in the room. And everything was limited by me. We only got as far as I could take us. I wasn't able to attract and keep the best and brightest team members. I was my limiting factor. I was surrounded by yes people. And we have to learn that we have to replace ourselves if we want to continue to scale and grow our business and buy us the time and freedom to do more of the dentistry that we're wanting to do. In other words, when you go back to your revenue engine, part of the challenge there is, where do I have time to do this fancy dentistry I've learned how to do? And that's really about becoming a business, replacing yourself. You have got to replace yourself. Now, replacing yourself typically involves bringing in another dentist. Okay, so we want to replace ourselves and bring in an associate or a partner that can support us in the vision or the leadership and culture of our practice to help me do more of the dentistry I want to do and allow me to have more time off. Becoming a business is also about developing team champions. You know, at 3D Dentists, we have this concept of champions, and that are team members that own a part of the practice. In other words, they own a clinical procedure. I'm not saying they economically or equity-wise own part of the practice, but they have an ownership mentality. So, for example, in my practice, Liz runs our sleep apnea department. Whitney runs our implant department. Megan runs our sales department or our case acceptance department. You know, Kelsey runs our business department. They're champions of a specific arena within the practice. The buck stops there. And we provide them the support. We provide them the infrastructure. We provide them the leadership and coaching to help them be successful. It's amazing what happens when you find the right, when you get out of the way, find the right people, and support them to help grow your overall business. It's amazing what happens. And then part of becoming a business is also learning to become the expert or become known for something in your community. And that's, you know, many of you come to my podcast because I'm known as a known no BS type of educator. And that attracts you to me. So what attracts you? What attracts patients to your practice? You know, this is about differentiation. At the end of the day, we can't be a commodity. Becoming the expert. Now, some of us are afraid that if we become the expert, we'll be known for only one thing. Becoming the expert is about being known for excellence. Excellence in one thing. You know, over my career, I've leveraged marketing mediums, social media, different things in my community to be known as an expert in cosmetic dentistry. Sorry, in the beginning, it was in sedation dentistry, doing more dentistry in one visit. Then it became cosmetic dentistry. Then it became implant dentistry. Then it became sleep apnea dentistry. And all of these things grow on and add on to each other, becoming the expert, becoming known as the expert. What are you doing on your social media, in your marketing, that lets people know that you're different? Doing dancing TikTok videos, while that's a part of your building your brand, but doing dancing TikTok videos isn't going to drive more patients that need dental implants to your practice, unless you're dancing while you're placing implants, okay? Becoming known for something is letting people know what you do and what you stand for. Then we get to the optimize phase. And that's kind of part of the career that I'm in right now. And that's going from good to great. This is where we start really focusing on really deep business principles. This is where we start knowing and focusing on our overhead. Now, all along the way, as I mentioned, we know our overhead as we're going, but now we're really diving in to our overhead. Are we doing the best we can do? Are we focused on efficiencies, savings, all of these things? Remember, I often talk about comma versus decimal mentality. I've never tried to focus on a decimal mentality, but there comes a point when you reach a level of scale, when you reach a size, where you reach a phase in your career, that it does become smart to make sure you're not wasting, okay? I'm not a fan of wasting, but I'm not a fan of being cheap, okay? We want to make sure we're not wasting. So we want to focus on overhead optimization. We also want to focus on business automation. Some examples here might be how you're using specific third-party softwares to help do your recall system, to do online scheduling, to do different things like that. Maybe it's virtual consults, all of these things to help you know, kind of have business automations in place so that you can do dentistry, you can help support your business without actually having to be there. It's amazing how many consults I can do now virtually by phone, by Zoom, by email, by text chat, by different things, because we're leveraging all of this amazing platforms that are available to us. And the last part of this is focus on an exit strategy. Here's the truth. At some point, we all have to exit. And truthfully, I think we all focus on it too late in our lives, too late in our careers. I'm 46 and I'm already starting to think about my exit strategy. That doesn't mean I'm exiting. That just means I'm focused on my exit strategy. What is my exit strategy? Is it multiple dentists? Is it selling slices of the pie? Is it selling all of the pie to a large national DSO? Is it selling a big slice of the pie to a dental partnership organization? You know, what is the exit strategy? What do I have to do to prepare for that exit strategy? We shouldn't start thinking about our exit when we're ready to exit. We should start thinking about our exit several years before we're ready to exit. And I'm thinking about my exit because I don't want to be caught not knowing. I don't want to be caught not being able to maximize my value. So I want to be focused on what do I have to do to maximize my value, maximize keeping me in the game. You know, exit is also about helping you stay in the game and under your terms, in your environment, the way you want to do it. It's not about sailing off into the sunset always. It means different things for different people at different seasons of their life. So that's the Dental Business Made Simple framework. It's accelerating, slowing down to speed up. Your revenue engine, working smarter, not harder. Scale, becoming a business. Optimize, going from good to great. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in for this inaugural episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm still T-Bone. It's still going to have our personality. It's still going to be fun. It's still going to be direct. But we're going to have a little bit more focus because I believe we are being misled. Dentistry has become overcomplicated. It has become overwhelming, and we're allowing it to get chaotic. And I want it to be the exact opposite. I wanted dentistry to be what we dreamed it was going to be in dental school, and where we control our outcomes instead of just showing up and letting everybody else tell us what to do and controlling what we do. So I'll see you next week, and we look forward to giving you great content on a weekly basis.